saw a game of revolutionary chess, thousands of cell phones watching every move, the rock thrower, the screamer, the Halloween mask, the flag waver, the slogan on the wall spray painter, the woman having a nervous breakdown, the exhilaration of common cause, the effervescence of chaos, thousands upon thousands of Turkish faces, drunk on freedom and adrenaline, and lots of cats. I went to Istanbul, and this is what I saw, looking down from above. The delicate rainbow of water cannon mist. A single spent tear gas canister resting quietly on the street, trampled upon by a sea of angry pride. Oh, how I wanted to bring it home to show you. And big old proud water cannon truck number 63535, the same one I recognized on CNN 2 days later, causing mayhem in another part of town. Hey, I know you. And oh yeah, while I'm on the subject of television, while all this is going on, mainstream Turkish media is broadcasting cooking shows. I went to Istanbul to give a masterclass, and this is what I heard. Cheering, jeering, chanting, clapping. First 10, then 100, then 1,000 people all together. In rhythm, spontaneous, exuberant, utterly urgent. The banging of fists on metal gates. Loud noise as voice, as statement, as power. As a way of saying, we are here, listen to us. I went to Istanbul and this is what I heard. The whack of tear gas canisters fired at close range. The growl of a water cannon truck inching its way closer. Thousands of footsteps running away. Thousands of screams of boos and hisses. The cry of a lone seagull flying through the smoke. I went to Istanbul to give a masterclass, and this is what I felt. The putrid mist of light gray tear gas. Burning, tearful, bloodshot eyes. Burning lungs, lots of coughing, and a sense of being on the cusp of suffocation. How easy it is to hate authority, authoritarianism, brutality. I went to Istanbul to give a masterclass, and this is how I felt. Like a sniper, studying everything that happened on the street below, wondering what had come over me as I pondered whether I could, all the while pretending that I would, take out that overly aggressive riot cop, the one with the burly build, if I had a chance or a way to find a soft spot in his bulletproof armor. I went to Istanbul to give a masterclass, and this is what I learned. To shower with cold water after exposure to tear gas. Hot water only makes your body absorb the poison. That vinegar, lemon juice, and milk afterwards can help ease the pain. That rubbing Vicks Vapor Rub in your nostrils beforehand also takes away some of the sting. That revolution in the streets is not for children or the elderly. They're not built for this kind of chemical attack on the senses, let alone the whack of the water cannon. That historic moments come suddenly, unexpectedly. That a social contract should be of and for the people, not despite the people. That I'm a little more scared, that I'm more than a little scared by all of this. That I don't want my eyes to burn or my lungs to fail. That it only takes one trigger-happy finger before the bullets start flying. And that I've never ever felt comfortable in a crowd or wanted to be a member of any club. And that I certainly don't want to die, but I just can't stay away. I went to Istanbul to give a masterclass, and I learned a lot.
Yo, 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 what's good? Oh, wow. The monitor's a lot louder now than it was before. This is the Taksim Taxi. The song is called Drums of Taksim by Hijja. Yeah, my name is The Hakim, and this is Hyde FM. And here in the new studio, well, it's the same studio, but it looks new. It has a new energy to it. And coming in with a new energy on the show to match, this is going to be a lot of trip hop and a lot of electronic music, which I figure there's a lot of new stuff going on with Hyde, a lot of new shows, potentially a lot of new listeners. So maybe I'll introduce the show again. I play a lot of international music and Lebanese music, like this artist here. This is Soap Kills. It's actually two people in one group. And they're like a Lebanese duo from the 90s. They're very cool. And I hope you dig this right here. There's more where that came from.
Peace. to weep, just as we are born, knowing only life.
To associate these horrors with the proud civilizations that created them. Sparta, Rome, the knights of Europe, the samurai. They worship strength because it is strength that makes all other values possible.
Creation. Star, flight, blue, light, alone. world of the truth and the right that existed in this earth. Cyclones, tidal waves, and all tempestuous, roaring elements from creation to destroy the wicked nation.
Thank you.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. This is Hakeem. Back again after a quick hour. That was a very quick hour. I feel like it was more like 45 minutes, but I guess that just means I'm having a good time. To leave us off, we got a little Aquarium Nightclub from Space Ghosts from Oakland. Pretty dope. I really like this album. It's got like aquatic ambience theme, only it's like not so ambient. It's like a little bit more funky. So I hope you dig it. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that little trip hop moment. But if you're a new listener to Hyde, Taksim Taxi is usually a lot of vinyl records, funk and disco, Middle Eastern music and beyond. So, but I venture into other stuff like this from time to time. So hope you dig it. Hope you enjoy the next show after this, which is Tribe Jazz. I know you will. They're good people. And then after that, Bakes Basha doing his thing with Cafe Sada. So hope you dig it. I'll let the music do the talking, but this has been Taksim Taxi. Catch you in a month. God bless. Peace.